Good morning. Temperatures held steady in the upper 20s and lower to mid 30s across interior New York and New England overnight. At the same time, light and spotty precipitation, mainly in the form of some drizzle and rain showers and pockets of freezing rain, has been falling across a large part of the area. So we are waking up to a few icy spots, especially on treated surfaces where temperatures are at or below freezing, particularly in the northern part of New York and New England. In addition, a band of heavy precipitation is now rolling through central Pennsylvania into the southern tier of New York, the western Catskills, the western Mohawk Valley, and most of the Adirondacks and into the St. Lawrence Valley. This precipitation is mainly in the form of snow with some sleet mixed in, and we are already seeing some accumulation. As we get deeper into the morning and this afternoon, that precipitation will overspread the entire region, and most of interior New York and New England will see rain changing over to snow. In places where it's already snowing, namely northern parts of New York, the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, the central and northern parts of Vermont, also the western Mohawk Valley toward Utica, south toward Binghamton, 6 to 10 inches of snow will fall today as the wind picks up from the northwest. Along the I-88 corridor into the eastern Mohawk Valley, the Saratoga Lake George area, and portions of southern Vermont will pick up 3 to 6 inches of snow as that transition will happen closer to about lunchtime. Farther to the south, in the Greater Capital District, the Catskills, and right along I-90 and points north through central New England, we'll look for the changeover from some light rain to snow to occur in the early to mid part of the afternoon. The snow will come down quickly and perhaps a burst of heavy snow in these areas to drop 1 to 3 inches by late this afternoon. Predominantly, rain showers will fall in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and New England south of I-90, with perhaps a coating of snow by the end of the day as the transition will take place here last. The wind will pick up through the afternoon and into the evening hours, and while temperatures in most places will be in the upper 20s to mid 30s through a good chunk of the day, temperatures will drop dramatically as the air sweeps in from the northwest back through the 30s and 20s during the afternoon and evening. As we get into the night tonight, any steady snow will wind down as snow showers with minor additional accumulations, and skies will remain mostly cloudy across the area as temperatures dip back into the teens in most places, with single digits across parts of New York and New England for overnight lows. High pressure will quickly build in, and it will remain breezy during the day on Saturday. Temperatures, though, will be on the colder side, and most places will be in the lower to mid-20s for daytime highs. That high pressure will give way to a weak disturbance heading through on Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies and a few snow showers, highs reaching to about 30. Another disturbance, this one with a little more moisture, will move through on Monday with more rain and snow showers, with highs pushing back up into the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday, just a few rain and snow showers in the upper 30s and lower 40s, which will last into Thursday. Again, just the risk of a few rain or snow showers and highs staying in the 30s. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 51, gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 48 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility in fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, an east wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.19 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with rain mid-50s, Boston cloudy and windy with rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo 2 to 4 inches of snow with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 30, that's 6 degrees above normal. 1.3 inches of snow yesterday, 36.9 inches for the season, which is 7/10 of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 48 set in 2005, and the record low 18 below zero in 1995. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:16 p.m. 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow, heavy at times today, beginning as sleet and freezing rain closer to Glens Falls, becoming windy with highs in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming windy with rain today and highs in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sleet and rain early this morning changing to snow and becoming heavy at times today, becoming windy, early highs in the lower 30s with temperatures falling during the day. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming windy with rain today, changing to snow by evening with highs around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Rain and freezing rain this morning, changing to snow and becoming briefly heavy later today, becoming windy, early highs in the lower 30s with temperatures falling into the 20s. Region-wide for tonight, snow tapering off this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the single digits and teens. On Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, mid-20s. A few rain and snow showers Sunday and Monday. Highs on Sunday near 30, near 40 on Monday, and a few rain and snow showers Tuesday through Thursday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.